There's a new way to bet on things outside of sports with Kalshi. Maybe you have a thought on TikTok. Will Congress ban it or won't they? Will Taylor Swift's album be album of the year? What about Biden's approval rating or inflation and a whole lot more? You can trade futures on all of that and make money if you're correct. $20 bonus if you go to Kalshi.com/followthemoney, spelled K-A-L-S-H-I, and deposit $50. There is no guarantee of performance, and an investor could lose their entire investment, including fees. iHeartMedia does not recommend any investments. See further disclosures at Kalshi.com.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
No bias. No pulled punches.
Your wife cheated on you because you lost sight of who you are as a man, as a husband.
No agenda.
There is no fear in this dojo.
This is no hyperbole.
This is the best part of the week.
Here's the maestro, Mike Baum.
I am the slightest.
All right, number five, Wynn, Place, and Shaw. The latest installment of the big game happened on Saturday in Berkeley. 3-7 Stanford led 3-7 Cal, 17-6 heading into the fourth quarter. The Golden Bears rallied on the strength of a 37-yard scoop and score. And when Jay Knott plunged into the end zone from 1 yard out with 58 seconds remaining, Cal led 27-17. That's when David Shaw and his Cardinal Air Raid went to work. Starting on their own 20-yard line with 54 seconds left and down two scores, Stanford threw the ball all around the yard. Incomplete pass, 5-yard pass, 12-yard pass, incomplete pass, 7-yard pass, incomplete pass, 13-yard pass, incomplete pass. 8 plays and 49 seconds later, and the tree had reached the promised land, the Cal 43-yard line. David Shaw trotted not Jet Toner, but Joshua Cardy out there to attempt a 61-yard field goal. Mind you, his career long had been 53 yards. For the Cardinal, the kick meant everything. Either they would lose 27-20 or they would lose 27-17. Cardy nailed it, and it wasn't a line drive. It looked like he was kicking a 30-yard field goal. And the game, well, the game went over the total of 46.5. Over bettors rejoice while under bettors ask the question posed so beautifully by Annie Lennox in 1992. Why? It was an ironic twist of fate, as David Shaw has made under bettors plenty of money through the years by maintaining the 19-yard field goal as a staple of his offense. Number four, when time becomes too extra. It is said that the one thing you can't replace is time, except in Qatar in this month's World Cup. During typical matches in major soccer leagues across the globe, you will see 1 or 2 added minutes at the end of a first half and typically 3 or 4 added minutes at the end of the second half. So far, the added time in Qatar has been anything but typical. Consider this. Qatar-Ecuador had 5 minutes added in each half. England-Iran had 14 minutes added to the first half and 13 minutes to the second half. Senegal-Netherlands had 3 minutes added to the first half, 10 minutes added to the second half. And USA-Wales had 4 minutes added to the first half and 10.5 minutes added to the second half. The England match was the longest that didn't go to extra time in the World Cup since 1966. Gareth Bale, who equalized for the Welsh against the Americans with an 82nd minute penalty kick, said after the game, quote, "I can't believe 9 minutes was added on. Where did that come from?" Even the France-Australia game with a 4-1 score had 7 minutes of added time after the second half. While World Cup officials have sought to minimize players intentionally wasting time, it appears as though they are considering the normal time it takes to execute goal kicks, corners, and throw-ins as wasted time. This distorts not only the expectations of the players and coaches, but of bettors who are trying to gauge proper pricing on sides and totals in play. World Cup officials need to be transparent exactly where all this time is coming from and justify it within the framework of the rules. Number three, standing pat. It sure looked like the Patriots and Jets were headed to overtime, tied 3-3 in windy Foxborough on Sunday. New England stopped the Jets on 3rd-and-1 from their own 34-yard line and used their second timeout with 26 seconds remaining in regulation. Braden Mann came on for his 10th punt of the afternoon. The Patriots' Marcus Jones was back deep to return. Jones would say after the game, "We were certain they were going to punt it out of bounds." But Mann drove his punt down the center of the field, and Jones returned at 84 yards, crossing the goal line with just 5 seconds remaining, and giving the Patriots not only a 10-3 win, but an improbable cover as well. It was a cruel fate for the Jets' offense that averaged 2 inches per play in the second half. And why not punt it out of bounds?
Yep.
Surely we all remember DeSean Jackson's walk-off punt return against the Eagles a dozen years ago. Had Mann, say, given up 15 yards to angle it through the sidelines, the Patriots would have had the ball around their own 30-yard line with less than 15 seconds to go and only one timeout. And the extremely windy conditions made any field goal attempt of distance treacherous. The normally automatic Pats kicker Nick Folk had already missed 2 field goals earlier. After the game, Jets head coach Robert Saleh would only say that Mann punted well all day but, quote, hung one down the center late. He also said the thought of replacing little Zach Wilson with Mike White was, quote, the furthest thing from his mind. The Jets likely are just a decent quarterback away from being a playoff team and maybe a decent head coach as well. Number three, unwily veterans. The Broncos led the Raiders 16-13 late in their matchup in Denver on Sunday afternoon. Coming out of the two-minute warning, the Broncos faced 3rd-and-10 from their own 34. The Raiders had no timeouts remaining. Russell Wilson dropped back to pass and threw an incomplete pass deep down the field. 1:53 remained on the clock. The Raiders were punted and pinned into their own 15, but still had 1:52 to go. Had the Broncos run the ball, or had Wilson taken a sack instead of the incompletion, the Raiders would have had a minute or less. The Raiders went 71 yards in 7 plays before Daniel Carlson field goal sent the game to OT. They won the toss, and Derek Carr found Davante Adams from 35 yards out to win the game 22-16. After the game, head coach Nathaniel Hackett was asked about the Wilson incompletion. He said that he had and Wilson had discussed the situation during the two-minute warning. Quote, "You have to keep the clock running one way or the other. Whether you take a shot down the field and you try to go up, maybe you get a pass interference opportunity, or you do catch it and win the game. If it doesn't, the one thing is you have to be sure the clock is running. It gives us a shot to win the game. We knew what coverage they were going to be in, and if anything happened, you could take a sack or just run the ball." Hackett said he and Wilson discussed this very thing before they went onto the field, except Wilson threw the ball away. Asked to explain why an incomplete pass in that situation, he said, quote, "The ball just kind of went away from him," meaning Jalen Virgil, "just a little bit." And the season has just gone away from the Broncos. And maybe next year and the year after that. Their acquisition of Russell Wilson makes the Vikings trade for Herschel Walker look like a steal. And finally, number one, the grand old cluster. At the end of the SEC tilt between Vandy and Florida from Nashville on Saturday, the Gators had 1st-and-10 on the Commodores' 42-yard line with 8 seconds left. They trailed 31-24 and had no timeouts. Anthony Richardson completed a pass to Justin Shorter inbounds at the 33-yard line. This brought up 2nd-and-a-long 1, or the official score called it 2. But for some reason, the side judge and the referee stopped the clock to spot the ball. This allowed Florida the opportunity to get over it. When they wound the clock when the ball was on the hash mark, Florida was able to snap the ball. Fortunately, Richardson's pass sailed through the end zone and probably to West Memphis. Ball don't lie. And the game was over one play after it should have been. Why aren't these kind of timing mistakes reviewable and correctable? We've been talking about this here on No Hyperbole since Brad Allen's crew botched multiple times on a Monday night in Mexico City 3 years ago. These mistakes happen almost every game, but most people don't notice them unless they happen on the last play of the game. We desperately need one person responsible for overseeing and reviewing clock operations in all football games. And that is No Hyperbole.
Great job as always.
There's a new way to bet on things outside of sports with Kalshi. Maybe you have a thought on TikTok. Will Congress ban it or won't they? Will Taylor Swift's album be album of the year? What about Biden's approval rating or inflation? And a whole lot more. You can trade futures on all of that and make money if you're correct. $20 bonus if you go to Kalshi.com/followthemoney, spelled K-A-L-S-H-I, and deposit $50. There is no guarantee of performance, and an investor could lose their entire investment, including fees. iHeartMedia does not recommend any investments. See further disclosures at Kalshi.com.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
It's brand new season two. I'm Marissa Thalberg.
And I'm Stephen Wolf Bedeta. And we're excited to be back having bigger, bolder, and always real conversations.
Straight from the C-suite front lines of marketing, media, and more.
We have great friends joining from people you may know, like Wilmer Valderrama and Bobby Burke.
And people you'll want to know. So grab a coffee or, hey, even an Aperol Spritz and come join us on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Listen to Brand New on the iHeart Radio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.